In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor in for David Brancaccio. More than 1,000 people have now died from the new coronavirus. And Beijing has now two problems, containing the virus and containing the economic fallout. The Chinese government is urging some people in areas less affected by the virus to go back to work. It's telling farmers not to miss the spring planting season and to wear face masks in the fields. It's urging large companies not to miss production targets. But the fact that so many factories have been idle for weeks now has had companies outside of China also scrambling to reorganize their supply chains. Jim Knott is the CEO of one such company, Riverdale Mills. It's a Massachusetts-based manufacturer of welded wire mesh. It goes into everything from lobster traps to garden fencing. He's with us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
So I know you guys get your steel from the U.S., but you have a lot of other ingredients that come from China. So how's coronavirus affecting you guys?
Several of our vendors over in China have been shut down for, since the Lunar New Year. And we're hearing right now they're not sure when all of the plants will come back online. So as a result of that, we've had to shift some of our supply chain to other parts of the world.
How hard is it to sort of pick up and find new suppliers from outside of China?
So we've had to struggle finding other people that can fill those gaps, but we've done it. We've gone to Latin America, Europe.
Is that more expensive?
Yes, it is. It becomes more expensive.
A lot of parts of China are maybe returning to work this week. What about your factories?
I think that most of them are not returning to work because of labor shortages and people being self-quarantined at home. One of the other issues that the Chinese are experiencing is the disruption of their own supply chain. They're not able to get goods into their factories in order to convert them into semi-finished goods for export.
How's this affecting labor for you guys outside of China?
Well, we had an engineer that was visiting China. So that particular person, when he returned from China, we had to quarantine him for 14 days, just out of caution. He's still not back to work at this point in time, but he's working from home.
Wow. Is he okay?
He's fine, as far as we know.
Beyond the challenges of managing your supply chain around coronavirus right now, you guys are also dealing with tariffs, right? Tariffs on Chinese goods.
Well, we're dealing with two things. We're dealing with tariffs at this point in time, and we're also dealing with a very strong dollar. And the rising value of the U.S. dollar presents challenges to manufacturers such as Riverdale Mills. It makes our products less desirable on the export market. Riverdale exports about 45% of what we make. Now, from a tariff standpoint, as we purchase stuff on the global marketplace, those products become more expensive, which makes it hard to import products. So we're really relying on the domestic economy to supply us with all the raw materials we need. And in many cases, that can't be done.
Jim Knott, CEO of Riverdale Mills in Massachusetts, good luck. And thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me on.